And welcome everybody to the Pod's Honest Truth with David Brody. Hope you're well. It's mid-September, and that means we've got an election coming up very, very soon, or as they say in Titanic, iceberg right ahead. Biden versus Trump. The real question is, does Biden even know there's an election in November? I mean, I'm not to kid about it, but I mean, it's been brutal. It's been absolutely brutal. I mean, to the point where even Kamala Harris is saying the quiet part out loud. Remember just the other day, she said the Harris administration, along with Joe Biden. Kid you not. I mean, you've seen it out there. So this is what it's come to. And you got to kind of feel to a degree for Joe Biden. We're going to talk about Biden and Trump and the election today with our two very special guests, Diamond and Silk. You know them. Look, they bring their chainsaw and their bless your heart chainsaw to work every day, but they're not playing around. They have been beat up on social media. They've been beat up in the media. They've been beat up by liberal critics, all because why? Let's be honest. They're two conservative black women who are supporting Trump, and that The Washington Post and the New York Times and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They don't like it. They're upset. And so they take it out on Diamond and Silk. And Diamond and Silk say, yeah, whatever. Bring it on. So we're going to hear from them today. They're out with a new book called Uprising. And we'll have that very riveting discussion today. They've got quite a story. You know, their real names are Lynette Hardaway and Rochelle Richardson. And they're speaking out and telling their truth in a passionate style. It's made them famous. Of course, you know them, as I said, better as Diamond and Silk. They burst on the scene 5 years ago. They have an entertaining and very political point of view. They love Trump. They've got a blunt, tell it like it is approach, as you know. They've got a huge following. As they said to me in the interview, they're not politically correct, they're politically direct. And then they call themselves two black chicks who are down with politics that love this country. I think you're going to see all of that on display on the podcast today. Hey, by the way, check out the podcast on justthenews.com. We are the Pod's Honest Truth because you get it, right? God's Honest Truth, Pod's Honest. Okay, yeah, I think you can figure it out. Also, John Solomon, Cheryl Atkinson, and Scott Rasmussen, all with their podcast on justthenews.com. All right, when we come back, Diamond and Silk, and as Silk would say, that's right, back in a moment.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Pod's Honest Truth with David Brody. Hope you're well. All right, time for our interview now with Diamond and Silk. Now, look, I had to get them to come out of their shell a little bit. They're a little shy. All right, not true. We know they're not shy. They're Diamond and Silk. They tell it like it is. You know all about them. Just type in Diamond and Silk. And boy, will their videos come up and you will see them unload on Democrats and liberals. And I can just go on the media. I can go on and on. But they've got a very interesting story to tell. They tell it in their book called Uprising. They grew up with strict parents. They went through a rebellious stage. There's just so much to unpack here. And eventually they decided to create this ditch and switch movement, this idea of, look, we grew up black as in terms of the Democrat policies and all of that stuff. And they were kind of sucked in. And then they said they got off the Democrat plantation. So we're going to discuss all of that with Diamond and Silk here on the Pod's Honest Truth. Diamond and Silk, great to see you both. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You did that in tandem. Perfect. Like sisters, of course. Hey. All right. So let's start. Look, in this book, here's the deal. I mean, there's so many themes going on in this book, but there is one central thing where it seems like it all comes back to God, and there's so much going on. I mean, talk about divine intervention. You lay it out right at the beginning, even in the, forget the introduction, you lay it out in the acknowledgments right at the top. And talk to me a little bit about what this has been like for both of you, just in terms of the wild ride that God has you here for such a time as this.
Listen, if you ever want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Yeah.
Because we had no plans for any of this.
None of it.
And it just all snowballed into what you see today.
Yeah.
God is the author of our lives. He's the author of our world. He provide. He guide our thoughts.
That's right.
And our words. And we truly love him. And we're so humbly grateful for all of this.
And we often say that God would not have brought us to it if he wasn't going to see us through it. Mm. And that's why we say it's a divine order. We was created for such a time as this. And you know, with when you get the book and you look into the book and you read the book, you will see how God was in the midst of every single thing from our raising up until now. He created us to be able to take every stripe. Every stripe that comes against us, we've been able to take it and keep on going. And a lot of people are like, this happened to you and that happened to you all. How are you all still here? You're going to have to talk to God on that because we ain't got nothing to do with that.
You know, that's interesting. And you mentioned stripes to both of you of what has happened in your life. And everybody's thinking about, you know, Google and Facebook and all the stuff you're getting now with the Trump stuff. Now, forget all that for a moment. How about your lives way before all of this, of what was going on in your childhood? You talk about, hey, look, you shockingly, you both give it to us straight on all of this. I mean, you don't pull any punches. Talk to me a little bit about growing up and you know, pretty domineering mom there. I read that in the book and you know, being pregnant and teenager and just near-death experiences, all of this. It's just fascinating to hear and read about.
Wow.
Well, listen, when we were growing up, let me tell you something. There were some good times.
Yes.
And there were some times that I didn't like. We had a very strict mother. She was very strict and she didn't play. And guess what? With that strictness and that raising, you know, we reverence her today.
That's right.
You know, we know that we don't step out of line.
Oh,
and
no.
Guess what? My mother is a double amputee and we still don't step out of line with
her.
We still reference her that she do not play with us.
Yeah.
But our upbringing was that of in the church.
Yeah.
We believe in God.
Yeah.
She wanted us to have the best. You have to remember now, my mother, she was a sharecropper. My father, his side of the family, they own land and they produce stuff on the land.
Right.
So my mother came up the rough and the hard way.
Yeah.
She know about extreme poverty and how they didn't have.
Yeah.
And those are the things that she did not want us to experience. Mm-hmm. The one thing our parents instilled in us was faith.
Faith.
And you better not walk around like you are a victim. Mm-hmm. You are victorious.
Yep.
And that's what they instilled in us. And they did that from a very young age.
That's right. It was like faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
You had to learn how to work your faith. Faith, having the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, mm-hmm. understanding what a mustard seed was and how it produced what it does, but how you had to have just that amount of faith. It wasn't a whole lot. All you had to know is that you had to have just a little bit and know without a shadow of doubt that God is going to see you through whatever situation that you're going through. I mean, you have to really get this book because, see, the media, what they did is they character assassinated Diamond and Silk.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
They wanted us to be a particular way in the eyes of everybody else because two black women, two black strong conservative women went against the narrative of the left. So all of these different negative stories and spins that you hear coming from the left was only merely to make derogatory statements to us, towards us and our character. What we did this time is we sat down and we wrote about our truth.
Right.
We wrote about our true self so that people can understand and learn Diamond and Silk, who we are, our upbringing, and how we got here.
Right. Another thing I want to point out when she talk about faith. Faith is also about feeling as if it has already happened. So if you want something, you better feel within your spirit that you already have it. It's tangible. It's obtainable. That's all we did.
That's right.
And I think that that's part of the reason that we're here, where we're at today.
And one more thing, you know, the sky was not the limit within our household. Mm-hmm. My mother taught us that it goes beyond the sky. You don't have to stop just at the sky.
Right.
You can go beyond it and obtain whatever you want.
So this book, this was in a way kind of to let people know the true diamond and silk, and to push back against any of the media stuff that they're trying to concoct out there.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
The media is so nasty, especially the left-wing media. They so nasty. When you don't go along with their narrative, you have to understand, David, what they've done to Black America is they depicted Black America as to how they want them to be.
That's
these
right.
left-leaning liberals. They, if Diamond and Silk was somewhere sliding up and down the pole, if we were strippers or drug dealers, drinking alcohol and all of that, we will be celebrated.
Right.
We will be praised.
Right.
But because we think outside of the box, because we love our country, we stand up for our flag. We love our president.
We're patriotic. Uh-huh,
we're patriotic.
Yep.
We love Americans. Mm-hmm. They don't like that because we don't fit the narrative.
That's right.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I want to read something from your book. You talk about sharecropping because of your parents and your mom, right? Or was it your mom or your parent? Your mom.
It was my mom.
Mom.
And you say, and her family.
Yeah, you say sharecropping was just a form of undercover slavery and a way to exploit and take advantage of poor, uneducated people. Boy, that sounds like what the Democrat Party is doing today.
Absolutely. Yep. Remember now, it was the Democrat Party that did not want slavery to end.
That's right.
So after slavery, they brought in sharecropping, which was another form of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Black people were still broke. They were still victimized.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mess back then, and nobody knew how to get themselves out of that.
That's right.
And we point out the obvious. When you see now, you see Black people in the streets, they're upset about slavery, but who wanted to keep those things in place?
Yep.
They're upset about the Confederate flag. Well, who created that Confederate flag?
Mm-hmm.
It was Democrats.
That's right. And the same people that's in the street that's upset, they keep voting for the same system that put all of that stuff in place.
That's right.
They sit back and they talk about systemic racism, but how is it that the systemic racism is happening in different cities and different states that's ran by who? Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and along comes Donald Trump, and they just, what's the deal? The media can't handle, what it's like Jack Nicholson in that movie, you can't handle the truth. I mean, it seems like he's bringing the truth. You two ladies are bringing the truth, and it just seems like the whole narrative, they just can't, you don't fit their narrative.
Don't fit their narrative, and the president don't fit their narrative. Let me tell you something, the president cannot be bought.
Right.
President Trump is not a career politician. He's a businessman,
yep.
and he runs things as a business. Why do you think we have such a successful economy, even in the midst of the pandemic?
Yep.
The stock market is still doing what it needs to do.
And we're living in that great reserve
that he created,
before
this pandemic
That's
hit.
Right.
Because they can't buy our president, because the president won't go along with their narrative, because the president is cleaning house up there in D.C., he's draining the swamp, even the rats that's clogging the pipes have to go.
That's right.
The left do not like that. So what will they do? They will do everything in their power to try to destroy him and try to destroy him in the eyes of the American people, but it's not going to work.
That's right.
We already know that we've experienced the best economy that we've ever experienced in our lifetime under President Donald J. Trump. Black unemployment at an all-time low under President Donald J. Trump.
Yep.
Home ownership at an all-time high under President Donald J. Trump.
Yep.
Opportunity zones. First Step Act, giving people a second chance. More money given to HBCUs than any president in history.
Yes.
Done by President Donald J. Trump. Not by Jim Crow Joe Biden.
No.
Jim Crow Joe Biden been in office for almost half a century.
That's right.
And hadn't done one thing good for Black America, not any Americans.
That's
he
right.
sold out to China.
Yep.
You can say he's going to be a puppet, and China is going to be the puppet master pulling his strings.
That's right.
Are you concerned at all? You see all these polls. I know the Trump campaign says suppression polls and all of this, but are you concerned at all? It seems, if you're going to hear the media tell it, that Joe Biden's going to win, maybe even in a landslide. Are you guys concerned that Trump's going to lose?
We don't focus on the pose. We focus on the goal.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that they did.
Yep.
4 years ago.
That's
okay.
Right.
It's the same thing. The thing is that you have to understand President Trump has his finger on the pulse this country. He galvanized. Why do you think they don't want us to be together to hold a rally? It's mm-hmm. a reason for all of that. Mm-hmm. A lot of this stuff is politics being played out for the left to take power by any means necessary.
That's right.
So what the American people need to look at is why?
Why
is the left trying to stop this one man? Before he got in office, while he's in office, why are you trying to stop him? That lets me know there is something so sick and so sinister that the left is into that they don't want the American people to see. And what the American people need to do is pay attention. What you need to do. And you better vote right so you won't get left. You better vote red, R-E-D. Remove every Democrat. You better vote for President Donald J. Trump. If you want to keep your liberties and your freedoms, he's the only one standing in the way.
Yep.
He's going up against these, what we call the deep state snake.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what? Before I want to get back to the book, but I have one last question before we get back to the book, which is Kamala Harris. What do you make of her? There's been a lot of talk, especially, you know, first African-American. They're like, wait, she's not African-American. Some people saying, wait, hold on, Black and Asian-American and Indian-American. What's your take on Kamala Harris and her liberal stances as well?
Well, listen, I don't like any of her policies. She don't know the Black experience. So you can't conveniently call yourself an Indian American one day and then call yourself a Black American the other day, next day. Indians, just because her mother is Indian and her father is Jamaican, that does not make her an African American.
Okay, right.
That's what I want people to understand. None of her policies impacted Black Americans in a good way.
That's right. Uh-huh.
So she's another form of Jim Crow Joe.
That's right. Uh-huh. She's phony.
That's right. A phony, a fake, and a fraud. And if you all want to know more about that, you can look at us on our show that airs on Newsmax on Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to break it all down for everybody.
It's okay. Crystal well, clear.
Listen, you brought up Newsmax, so I've got to ask you. I was going to get to the Fox News stuff later and the whole, you know, the censorship with Google and Facebook and all that, but and Twitter. But you're on Newsmax now. You write about Fox News in this book, and I read every single word that you wrote about Fox News, and you're just, you were basically like, hey, can we get a little love from Fox News? What in the world happened there exactly?
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't want to put it all out. I want people to read it in the book.
Right.
Okay. But the deal is we wanted to make sure when the media started smearing us and slandering us and writing lies, we wanted to tell our side of the story.
Yep.
We wanted to give you proof tell you the truth with the proof.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it won't be any type of misinformation being put out there.
That's
what the media was writing about was totally different than what we were being told. But we want people to read that in the book. But let me tell you something about God.
Yes.
What the devil tried to put in front of you for evil, God will turn it around for good. We got us a nice show on Newsmax on the weekends.
Yep.
Not only that, we also got us a podcast to come out on every Thursday. You can get it wherever you find your podcast.
That's right.
So God just sort of flipped this thing around where it just all made sense. And we are so happy about it.
And here's the deal with you know, dealing with Fox Nation, and we were actually behind a paid wall.
That's right.
Yeah. With Newsmax, we actually have our show, which airs out to millions of people.
For free.
For free.
Yeah.
Perfect. God is good.
Perfect. Let me go back into your childhood a little, Dr. Phil time. Okay, so tell me a little bit about the policies, or at least the philosophy, a Democrat family, you know, what was all of that, and where you've come today, because the whole ditch and switch movement, you guys have been very successful in that. I want you to talk about the ditch and switch movement, because that's been really successful.
Yeah. Look, you have to understand, as Black people, we were conditioned to vote one way.
That's right.
And that was for the Democrat Party, whoever the head of the ticket. Mm-hmm. But we found that just because you Black, it didn't mean you have to vote Democrat.
That's right.
What we did, we got off of what we call that Democrat plantation, switched our party to Republican to vote for Donald J. Trump. It wasn't about the party, it was about the person who was really going to truly make a difference in our lives and make this place great again, greater than we've ever seen it before. Mm-hmm. Now, we know if we felt like this, other people felt like this. So we started something called the Ditch and Switch Now movement back in 2015, September of 2015 to be exact. And we used social media to push it, and it worked. People started ditching the Democrat Party and switching their party to Republican to vote for President Trump. So it worked. That campaign worked. You had people in droves, honey, switching their party to vote for this man in the primaries and go ahead and vote for him in the general election. See, the left don't want to see nothing like that happening in this country again. That's why they want us to stay in our house. Mm-hmm. They want us to social distance from each other.
Hide behind masks
uh-huh. to look like communist China. They want that. They want you to feel somber and sad and disappointed. Weak. That's what they want. Yep. They create that. Who owns the majority of the media? Yep. These left-leaning liberals. So they control the narrative. So what people are going to have to do is stop watching these left-leaning liberals tell you lies. They've been telling you lies since the Russia collusion. Yep. And if you turn on the TV right now, they probably telling you lies and using fear tactics to scare you up.
That's right.
How do you go about the target on your back? You know, you have so much criticism heading your way. How do you get a... You got to be prayed up. I mean, you got to have people, you got to have warriors, you know, for you, because you ladies are under attack all the time by your critics.
I don't feel like it's a target on my back.
Okay.
Right.
They got the chip on their shoulder.
That's right.
See, anytime you want to come, and you can tell when they don't have any comeback from the truth that you're spilling.
Right.
Because then they talk about your skin. They talk about your hair. They talk about your skin color. Let me tell you something. That's the chip on their shoulder.
That's right.
I don't have to be what they want me to be.
That's right.
I can be what God created us to be. He created this boldness in us.
Yes.
Somebody has got to tell the naked, nasty, low-down truth.
That's right.
Instead of sitting up telling lies.
That's right.
See, that's what some of the black community, some of these black leaders, that's what they do. They continue to lie to us, keep us stuck in the 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
This is 2020. We can already drink out of the same water fountain, eat from the same lunch counter.
Uh-huh.
So why are they trying to move us back to the 50s and the 60s?
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about?
See, we're talking about the blood of Jesus.
That's right.
The more they hate, the more we continue to educate.
Let them know.
We don't fear nobody. They have two eyes, a nose, a mouth just like us. Mm-hmm. We are just fine.
That's right.
They have to fear God.
That's right.
Okay.
That's our only
one.
We
don't fear them.
That's right.
Okay.
We should only be fearing God around here. And God gave us this, whatever this is.
That's right.
He put this in us.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But they got to go talk to God.
You two are so bold. And you know, you came very close, Diamond, to not even being around that was riveting, that story in the book about how lying in a pool of blood and your sister, you're going, explain all of this, because this was riveting.
Look,
in the book.
I want people to read it in the book, but I
know,
want to tell
I know,
this.
Right.
There was, I should have been gone twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
And the second one, I didn't write about it in detail because we can only have so many words in the book.
Yeah.
But God, he put us here for a reason. He gave us this voice for a reason.
Right.
And when the devil tried to take it, God said, not so.
I need you around.
I need you for this time right here.
Right.
I need you to stand up for liberties and freedoms and stand up for the ones that can't stand up for themselves.
That's right.
And this is what Diamond and Silk need y'all to do. Get the book.
Yes.
You can get it at Diamond and Silk. DiamondandSilkBook.com, Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes and Nobles, anywhere that they sell books. Get the book.
That's right.
Can you tell me a little bit about, and I know, I guess people have to read it in the book, but you do talk about the important people in your life, and especially a couple important people in your life. I don't know if you want to reveal that, but this will come out after the book anyhow. So in other words, they'll know about it if they read the book. Can you tell me a little bit about that? And also the name of Diamond and Silk. I mean, I know, not your first names, but there's a story behind that.
There's a story behind, doing this political arena, it was very, very nasty.
And dangerous. Yeah.
And back in the day, if you read in the book when we were childhood, how we used to make up names. If you read everything.
Yeah.
And
remember back in the day, whenever you would drive down the road, you'd be like, that's my house. No, that's my house. No, that, we used to do that same thing, and we made a little kid names. I have so many little kid names. Yeah. She has so many little kid names.
But with this political arena being so nasty and so vicious,
yeah, mm-hmm.
we had to pull out, we had to dust off some names.
That's right.
Because we didn't want people showing up at our homes. And, you know, in the midst of all of this here, when you right. have a voice, you do have to protect yourself. So we're not crazy and think that, oh, somebody won't come knocking at your door, because mm-hmm. that has happened.
Right.
So that's how that came about. And okay. there's a lot of important people that's in our lives. You all are reading about it in the book.
Yeah.
But the most important is God, who is the head of our lives, who yes. created our lives and created us for such a time as this.
I love the story in the book. And it's actually, when you say story, it's right at the beginning where you talk about the chair, that the Donald Trump chair in Apprentice, and that there you are with Donald Trump and on your 45th birthday with all that whole thing was fascinating to me.
You know what? I didn't even realize what had happened until as we was writing the book and as everything started unfolding, and then thinking back to how all I needed was a chair for my office. That's mm-hmm. all I needed was a chair. Mm-hmm. And when I came across that beautiful chair, I was like, ooh, this is nice, but I could not afford it back then. Mm-hmm. Okay. And one thing that Diamond and Silk, what we do, we have a vision board. Mm-hmm. You put your vision there, take what you want in your life. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's all that we did. Mm-hmm. I posted that particular picture with Donald Trump sitting in the chair that he sat in for the Apprentice, posted it on the board, didn't think nothing of it, because I said one day I will be able to afford that chair, mm-hmm. and didn't realize that God has something else planned with that chair. Now I can afford to get that chair today, but I didn't know he was gonna have us standing on stage with a man sitting in a chair.
That's right.
Do you have years chair? Later, I did not know that.
Our steps were ordered by God. Yeah. It is literally being chills. Ordered by God.
Yes.
People mm-hmm. get so upset. How did they get there? They shouldn't have this. I've been doing this for a long time. Well, mm-hmm. where is your passion?
Yeah.
Are you doing it just to be seen, or are you doing it because you are passionate about what you're talking about,
yeah.
and you love this country and love America?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? God mm-hmm. has ordered our steps.
God mm-hmm. ordered our steps. Are ordered. And Jen, for both of us to be age 45 in the same year when he became the 45th president.
Oh God, no, that
wasn't luck.
That was God.
That was divine order.
God. Hey, you could buy a few of those chairs now. You should go get one of those chairs.
God is good.
Hey, listen, the culture today, a lot of Christians, a lot of people, not just Christians, but a lot of, you know, but the evangelicals, as Trump calls them, I love how he calls them, the evangelicals, they love me. So what do you make of the culture today? Because this culture's gone 180. I mean, I don't even know what to say, but I'm sure you two have something to say about it.
Yeah. First of all, let me talk about Christianity and the evangelicals and people of faith.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you vote for Donald J. Trump because he's protecting your religious freedom.
Yeah.
He's because the left, they want to destroy it. Look at how they don't have a problem with the people out there in Portland burning Bibles and wanting to attack the churches.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this. I want you all to look at this here.
Yeah.
So President Trump is protecting your religious freedoms. When we look at the culture today, it's so sad. I look at our young people. They hate America. They've been taught in our school system to hate America.
That's right.
To hate the flag. Mm-hmm. But where else are you going to go where you have the freedom, even the freedom to hate?
That's right.
Certain countries, you can't go doing that kind
you
of
can't
mess
do it.
In those
mm-hmm.
countries that's ruled by dictators mm-hmm. and tyranny.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
When I look at the movement, Black Lives Matter, the organization, mm-hmm. I want you to all, I want everyone to understand, Black lives do matter. All lives matter.
That's right.
But when I see people pumping their fists for an organization that is for Marxism in this country,
uh-huh.
that's socialism and communism, that wants to disrupt the nuclear family,
yeah.
what they're saying, they don't want you to have a mother and a father.
That's right.
But if you want to know why this havoc is going on out there in the streets, where you see these people looting and these young people looting and breaking in stores and committing crimes, it's probably the lack of a household having a two-parent home, a mother and a father.
That's right.
And if you get rid of the man, because a man can't fly with one wing,
that's right.
what's going to happen to the family and the family structure?
That's right.
So I have a problem with corporations and people pumping money into an organization
that's right.
that won't even stand up for Black people having a two-parent home.
And if you are a Christian, and your pastor have preached just about every Sunday, thou should not kill. That's one of the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. Democrats believe in killing babies. They believe in abortion. Mm-hmm. So if you support the Democrat Party, you are supporting abortion.
That's right.
Think about that.
The biggest genocide that's been committed has been the abortion, especially of Black babies.
That's right.
Why aren't they talking about that? Yep. You want to pump your fist in the streets. Be mad about the white statues. But what about plans? Parenthood that coerce Black people to kill their Black babies. That's genocide. Why ain't nobody talking about that? Oh, the Democrats are silent about that. Another thing, President Trump is trying to stop this human trafficking that's happening right there at our borders through tunnels. The left isn't talking about that. They're silent about that. Makes me wonder, are they going along with that? But it's President Donald J. Trump that's trying to put an end to that. That's why he's the man to lead at this time and lead the next 4 years. We need to clean this stuff up. It's time to clean up this country and stop all of this criminality.
As we wrap up here, let me just ask you, we see Diamond and Silk today, and you've got a voice and a pulpit, so to speak, and you have been discovered, if you will, for years now. But my question is, what were you all like back in the day, growing up? This passion, was it always kind of there, or how did it grow? And were there certain events that said, you know what, it's time to speak out. We got to speak.
The passion was always there.
Yes.
We probably never voiced it like this publicly, but in the family unit, we're going off about this. We got something to say about that. We're very vocal. Yes. I've always been vocal, and it's always got me like, don't you say that. You see what I'm saying? It got me popped. Like, why did you say that?
Yeah.
But yes, we've always been vocal. But I also need you to understand that this passion also comes for a love for this country, wanting something different. Look, we had the so-called Black president for 8 years. You name me one thing he did for Black people. Now we have a businessman come along. He's doing amazing things, not just for Black people, but for all people. But Black people can now feel the results. But you have the mainstream media. They don't want to talk about that. They want to be silent on that. And they want to push in our face Jim Crow Joe, who's almost 80 years old, hiding somewhere in the basement. Yep. But they want to act like he can fix America. Mm-hmm. If he could fix America, President Trump would have had to come in and fix it.
That's right.
It would have already been fixed. So listen, this passion comes from a love of our country.
That's right.
God gave us this, whatever it is. This is us. I'm so happy. We don't have to be nobody else.
No.
Anytime you see me, this is just how I am right
now. That's right. We're not new to this. We are true to this.
That's right. And guess what? We're not politically correct. We're politically direct.
You can
say we're two Black chicks who's down with politics that love this country, love America.
That's right.
And you know, Twitter and Facebook and those places, they want to keep you censored. They want to keep you quiet. What's the latest on all of that? I know with Twitter it was temporary, right? But what's going on with Facebook and all that other? Or what's going on?
Look, all of these social media platforms are censoring conservative voices, stifling free speech, playing games. It's their little tactics. And we told them back in 2018, if you're not careful, these people are going to have us like we're in tyranny.
That's
They're going to be dictators over our speech. And look at today. They tell us what they want us to say and what they don't want us to say by taking down posts that they don't like.
That's right.
And that's horrible.
Yeah. No worries, though. If you can't beat them, join them. And that's what we did. And we started our own social media platform, www.chatit.com, chatdit.com.
That's right.
Very nice. Ladies, you ladies are wonderful. Keep the fight going. You're on the front lines. You're taking hits every day. I really appreciate you joining me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
That is Diamond and Silk here on the Pod's Honest Truth. Hey, can we put politics aside for a second? I mean, look, let's be honest. If they were liberal, the liberals would be loving every second of what they say, right? But because they're conservative and because they're black conservative women, for sure, then liberals have a problem with it. So let's put politics aside for a moment and let's just be honest. They are an American success story. I mean, look, they're two regular working class people that made it big in America. I mean, how much better does it get than that? And I think it's about time people understand that, hey, look, you might not like what they say necessarily, especially if you're a liberal, but how about just the success behind it? How about the fact that they decided to think for themselves? They weren't going to be held down by a philosophy or a party or obstacles in their lives. They owe it all to God. They know it. And that is the best news of all. It's also the Pod's Honest Truth. Until next time, America.